Hi, MEV Radio. This is your host, Marty Vaughn, and we will be speaking with Lecrae, and he will be touring with Switchfoot this June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Baxter Arena, and we will be talking with him live in just a moment. I know a lot of people that are scared to go die. Couple of them thinking they'll be living in the sky. While I'm here living, man, I gotta ask why. What am I here for? I gotta figure out. Waste my life, no, I gotta make it count. If Christ is real, then what am I gonna do about everything in Luke 12:15, out of 21, you really gotta go and check it out. So you will be touring with Switchfoot for your Heartland tour, and this is actually the first stop, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's gonna be a good opportunity for people to see the beginnings of something that hasn't been done.
And have you worked with Switchfoot before?
A few festivals here and there, but we did a little bit of collaboration for their album, but that's the extent of it. Yeah, but John and I are good friends, and we talk pretty consistently.
So you were just talking one day, and you decided, hey, we both do music, we're both great at it. Let's work together and go on tour together. Or how did that work?
Yeah, we were in. In New Zealand years ago, and just kicking around the idea of doing something together. And then what happened after that was just between management and different people, the ball got rolling, and we saw each other in Dallas at a big event there, and we sat in the green room. We just kind of hashed it out and talked through it, and this came up as a good idea.
Mm-hmm. It is a good idea. I know. I'm excited about it. Everyone here at MEV Radio is excited about it. So you just released Church Clothes 3 on January 15th. Is this the first time you'll be touring with it then, with this material?
Definitely in the Omaha Northwest. Absolutely. It'll be the first time that anybody's gotten a chance to hear any of these songs live and kind of see any of the stuff that I'm doing live. So yeah, it's going to be a new experience for everyone there.
What are you most excited for us to hear from that?
Probably, just the heartbeat around a lot of it. So as we're doing the songs, I tend to take time a little bit to explain and just, walk people through, tell some story, personal stories and anecdotes that people can
connect with the relationship. And you also just released a book. It's been a big year for you. Just released a book on May 3rd called Unashamed. Can you tell us a little more about that too?
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for all the support. It became a New York Times bestseller because of all of the love and support. And honestly, it's just a book that is me transparently sharing the highs and lows and the struggles that come with everything that I've had to endure, both as a man, both as a believer, and as an entertainer. I'm just kind of navigating through a minefield, so to speak.
And for people listening that might not know you yet, you are a rapper who is also Christian, not a Christian rapper. Is that correct?
Well, I think Christian is a great noun. It's just not the best of adjectives. So if you ask me, am I a Christian? Absolutely. I'm a follower of the way. But as far as the music I do, I make music for, people from all walks of life, because I don't want my music to be limited to just one demographic. I think that if you have something powerful to say, something life-changing, then it should be available for everyone to hear, because it's just there's no partiality. And so I just want to make sure that the music is available for all people from all walks of life.
Absolutely. And it's very inspiring messages in your work. I mean, you're a poet, man. Where does your inspiration strike? Where does that come from?
Obviously my faith is a foundation. But then outside of that, I think it's just, connecting to the real world. A lot of times you're so caught up in just your day-to-day activities and busyness that you don't connect with real people, real lives, real things. And there's so many stories that can be told when you do that. Whether you're just, sitting down with a veteran, a war veteran, and spending some time and hearing their stories, had you not taken that time to sit and connect with them, you wouldn't have learned half of what you learned. So that's what I find inspirational. Welcome to America. Man, I die for America.
I served my time for America. Got shot back, went to war, got back, and ain't nobody give a jack in America. I could have lost my life, why I lost my wife. I can't even get right in my homeland. Cold sweats, whole text, paranoid, looking out for a threat in my own land.
So you have traveled everywhere and with everyone. And you have children at home, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you keep... Oh my gosh, congratulations on that. Keeping your sanity. How do you keep going, keep moving, keep thinking of new things, keep touring? Where does that energy come from?
I have a small tradition that a great mentor told me years ago. He said, you know, you have to make sure you DWA, which is a daily distraction, a weekly withdrawal, and an annual abandon. And so daily, I find some distraction, just, you know, a couple hours to just regroup, refocus, and not have to be so busy. Weekly, I make sure that I take a break. And so there's no need to fill up my schedule every day of the week. And then annually, we kind of set aside some time every year just for my family and I to get away, sometimes my wife and I to get away, just to be restored, refreshed, and not feel like there's no time for the important things in life.
So you are Grammy Award winner, co-owner and co-founder of Reach Records and Reach Life Ministries. Can you talk a little bit about the Man Up campaign?
Yeah, Man Up is just a call for men to understand authentic masculinity. A lot of men really have no idea what it means to be a leader, to be selfless, to be responsible, to be authoritative, to submit to an authority, and just to be courageous leaders. And so Man Up is really just us challenging a lot of these young men to be the men that they were created to be. Mm. And then there's a lot of men who also do not grow up with any male figures in the home. And so we target a lot of those guys as well and did some conferences and just to help equip them and equip the leaders in their lives to help them become the men they've been called to be.
Mm. That's great. And I think a lot of that inspirational, like a lot of that hope really comes through in your music. So that's something that I'm really excited for the Omaha area to hear, to renew a little bit again. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Lecrae, who is here with Switchfoot for their Heartland Tour on June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Baxter Arena. So Lecrae, you've ventured into hip hop and rap, obviously, also a little rock, a little reggae, a little soul. Is there anything else you really want to explore in the future that we can look forward to?
As far as music is concerned, I look at myself as an artist, and so I don't want to be limited by any genre or any kind of sound. So I just want it to be executed well, and I'm inspired by so much different music. You know, I listen to everything, but outside of music, I think the art of, you know, acting and film is something that I'm excited about. I don't know when and where I'll have the time to do it. if that ever happens, I would love to. You know, I've done small roles in some things, but I'd love to just, you know, see what it would look like to, you know, use the gifts that God has given me to inspire people through film.
Mm. That is awesome. I hope that you find the time to do that, because that is something people would really be interested in. I know that you are a busy man, so thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us here at MAV Radio in Omaha, and we cannot wait to see you on June 10th. Before we finish up, is there anything else you want to say that I didn't ask you, or anything you want the world to know?
World, come out, come see us. It's going to be great. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. We're aiming to put on the best show we can possibly put on, so it's on you if you miss out.
They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about, 'cause homie, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt.